Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What is happening? Welcome to episode 450 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64, Josh Crawler. What's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
Johnny, how are you?
What's up? I'm broke again.
In platinum points? Is that what
in
you're talking about?
In platinum points. Yeah, yep. There's new stuff.
There's new Pokemon. I'm checking that right now, and I was wondering if Johnny's broke.
I'm broke. What?
Three new borders and like four or five new Pokemon.
And there's also Mario Wonder stuff.
I'm getting there. I haven't gotten over there yet.
Now I gotta look. Cheesy, how's it going?
What's going on, Cheese Curds?
Hey, speaking of Mario Wonder stuff, Super Mario Brothers Run got an update. Get Wonder Flowers.
It did.
Oh, really?
Turns the Goombas into coins. Yeah. And
did you play it?
I have not played it. I thought I was gonna have time today. Yeah, I want to.
You played it?
I did. Yeah. I did. I have one stamp already. I mean, the game. What's funny is I literally updated it 2 days ago. My niece was like, got any games on your phone? And I was like, you can play. So we downloaded Mario Run.
It's got a new emblem and everything.
It updated. And then I see that it gets the, I think Nintendo even put out an email talking about it. So I was like, okay.
I didn't see a tweet from them.
They tweeted it too.
And so I was jumping in. I'm like, I can't find it. I had to go and update. Like, even though I have auto updates on, sometimes you know how it doesn't. So I updated and then it's only in Toad Rally. And it turns the Goombas. What I think is kind of cool is the graphic, like the look of the Goomba is with them facing more of the camera with their mouth open, kind of more like how they look in Wonder.
Yeah.
And they don't really move. They're not really animated. They just kind of pop up like a well, no, their eyes are open, but they're just there. Like they're just there. They're the coins. You just collect them. They become the coins. It was I'm assuming a pretty simple update for them just to push Wonder. But I've always wondered why aren't they doing, that was not meant to be a pun, but why yeah, don't Vince. They utilize the apps more for marketing the games? You know,
why is this app yelling at me? It's in caps. It's like Mario Run. It's all in caps. What the heck?
Yeah. It's a horror game.
But you get your platinum points that way, Johnny. So
you get platinum points? What?
You get a 10 for a daily check-in. You gotta go to the website.
10's like nothing. What the heck? I need like hundreds.
You can get 70 in a week.
Give me, I need 100.
And then if you do a Toad Rally for the week, you do like three Toad Rallies, you get 50. So you can get 120 a week.
I need like hundreds of points.
Chill. If you do it 2 weeks and there's nothing new to redeem, you're up 280.
Yeah, I have been saving up a little bit. I got up to like 450 coins.
Attaboy. I'm at 950 right now. And I'm currently buying things, but I'll get back to that later. I missed a lot of the Wonder stuff, so I was like, oh, it's back. Wowie zowie, you know, like I was pretty excited.
Speaking of Wonder, anybody play Tetris 99 over the weekend?
Mm-mm.
I did.
I meant to.
They get expensive if you don't get them when they're free.
I know.
They cost like 30 tickets, I think, if they come back.
I know. Hey, quick question. Which Nintendo ornaments do you have on your tree? Go, Johnny.
Zero.
Oh, my.
What? What kind of fake fan?
Yeah. What? like, what are you, a
Sega fan?
We
like to keep it clean. We just got, like, we just have lights, really. And we only, we don't ornaments? Have a big tree. We have, like, a little tree.
But you don't have ornaments?
No.
What kind of tree is that?
It's a lazy tree. It looks good, though.
Okay, Cheesy, I know you're not going to let me down.
Yeah, I've got some Mario, Luigi, Yoshi. We have a Zelda ornament that is like, it's Ocarina of Time, or maybe it's Twilight Princess, but there is like a blood moon up in the like top right, and it, you can turn it on, and so it lights up there. And then we have like the star, the superstar on the as a topper.
I love it.
Yeah, we have like four different trees, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's one that's like a Nintendo theme. There's one that's like a Winterland theme. There's one that's like just classic Christmas color themed. I don't know. We have a lot of trees.
Got it. Crawler, how
about
you?
Trees. I like trees a lot.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
I have the Super NES from a couple of years ago that you turn it on and it plays, I think, Super Mario World music. Yep. I think there's a gold Fortnite llama, I think, for that William got a year ago or so. I think my wife just picked up one today for him to get for Christmas this year. That's Cat Mario. I think we have a few others, but I can't place them all right now. But the Super Nintendo one is one of the nicer ones that I'd asked my parents to get me for Christmas a couple of years ago whenever it came out. Because
nice.
Hallmark ornaments are like $20.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Yeah, that's why I don't have any.
Yeah, look, yeah, look up
NES one.
I'm saving money.
And did they have an original NES one come out this year too?
Yeah. Well, it's been out. I have both. I have both the NES. It plays the Super Mario Brothers, and then same with the SNES. Look up the Mario Kart ornament, like with Mario holding. Kart? Yeah, it. But yeah. look what it goes for. One. Like it's worth almost $200.
Really?
What? No. Yes.
Look what? It up. Look it up. I'm not joking. Like, look up on Amazon. Try to buy it. It's like $159.
There's a new one this year with Luigi. But
Luigi's this year. Yeah. I've got the only ones I'm missing are Yoshi and Luigi.
Is this with the checkered flag?
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazon has it for, see, all buying options. Let's see. $159.
Yeah.
There's only one seller.
Yep. Why?
Because it's
they
probably
do it
retired.
One they do it like 1 year and then they don't put them out.
And the one seller is Josh.
No, it's not. No way. No way.
I wonder if I have that one.
I hope you do. Yeah, I was just curious. So my son has this Super Mario Galaxy, and it's one of the round ornaments, like you cool. know, like a regular Christmas ornament. It's Galaxy.
Yeah.
And he left it here. I'm like, this is not. He calls while we're decorating, and he's like, hey, make sure to get my Super Mario Galaxy ornament out and put it up on the tree. I'm like, you mean mine? He's like, no, I mean my, like, so yeah, we're gonna have to see who ends up with it. But I have a handful of others. I got the Mario Maker set that just has like all four. It's like four different. I have the Odyssey set of round ones. I got Mario and the raccoon. I got a Peach.
I think I have a Tanuki Mario somewhere probably.
Yeah. I think for this year it's the cat and the cape are available, and then Luigi for Mario Kart. But you can still get Donkey Kong and Bowser on Mario Kart for pretty cheap. It's just Yoshi's like $80 and Mario's like 160. So and Yoshi's got an orange pipe cart, which is kind of cool. So we thought it would be fun to talk about what does Nintendo need to do to have a perfect 2024? And so we're also going to ask this question to you guys. So if you're listening, go and jump into the Discord or YouTube comments, whatever, leave a comment somewhere. What do you think Nintendo needs to do? We'll read these next week on episode 451, but what do you think Nintendo needs to do to have a perfect 2024? And Johnny, you kind of inspired this question because,
I inspire a lot of things.
You have been very vocal about the lack of Nintendo stuff coming soon, or the stuff especially for you. So what does Nintendo need to do for Johnny Bo to have a perfect year from Nintendo?
So, I mean, clearly I want a new system. So a new, more powerful Switch or whatever they want to do. Let's release that in June. Let's go June. But we have some last hurrah game. Like Metroid Prime 4 comes out in March.
That's a cross-platform game. It's what Zelda's done on the last couple, where it's comes out on the old one and the new one.
Yeah, I can see that one be cross-platform, but yeah, new system, clearly. A 3D Mario launching with the system, and then a new Mario Kart a couple months later for the holidays. I think that would be enough to make it a perfect year.
What's the game Nintendo that's the big hurrah for you, though? What like, if it was Metroid Prime 4?
Donkey Kong. I'll go with Donkey Kong, because okay. Metroid Prime is probably going to be cross
2 years out.
Gen, yeah, 4 years or 10 years.
Yeah,
30 years.
I say take. I mean, for me with Metroid Prime 4, I'm like, take as much time as you need, but give us the other games. Like, you know, give us 2 and 3 so we can at least experience that, and throw some multiplayer in there. So. I think that would be fun. Like the online, I know they have multiplayer, but get online multiplayer going for those too as well. Maybe that's why they're taking longer. Maybe they're trying to get that net code nailed, you know? So, okay. So Donkey Kong, you want, and are you talking 3D or 2D?
3D.
Ooh, okay.
There's only been one 3D
successor to Donkey Kong 64 after Donkey Kong 64 is announced for Nintendo Switch Online.
Yep. Yeah. and actually do it justice this time and not have whatever the crap
Collect-a-thon
64 was.
It's not bad.
It's really bad. No, you're wrong.
It's
we'll all be reminded of it here in a little bit when it gets announced.
Yeah. I think for sure that's going to be 2024, because it seems like we're going into the year of Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Hopefully. The Zelda movie got announced before the Donkey Kong movie did.
Yeah, because there's been rumors of it, but we do know that Donkey Kong Country is going to open up in Japan in spring. So they have to have some Donkey Kong plans.
They got Mario versus Donkey Kong.
Yeah, I guess that's all we need.
All right, so my New Year's resolution that we all know I'm going to hold myself to.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Is to not be as salty. Not be as negative.
All right. Are we putting bets on this?
Where's the hot chip challenge?
It's a New Year's resolution. They never last. But no, I think I will be happy if we get a new system. I don't know. I'm ready. I'm just ready. I played Pokemon this past week, and oh my God, we need a new system.
Drove the point home.
Yeah. Is bad.
Don't you mostly just play Vampire Survivors and that's pretty much it?
Yeah, and well, so
beat Vampire Survivors. That's what's up.
I'm actually surprised that the Switch can run Vampire Survivors. Like when you get really late in the runs, like it gets so, I think that's what people are here for, my salt, right? People love it. That's what they tune in for. But no, I'm surprised Vampire Survivors, which is on Nintendo's list of must-play games.
And it should be for $5.
Yeah.
Vans just stopped by and said, I want to say that I love Johnny Bo's sweater. So there you go. You guys get it in all of its glory. There. There it
Johnny,
is.
do your best Fall Guy impression right now.
they do that little. Yeah,
I don't even know how they sound. But for audio listeners, I'm wearing a Fall Guy sweater that I got back in 2020.
Very, very colorful.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
Mm-hmm. If anybody's looking for a cheap Star Wars holiday sweater, GameStop has a Darth Vader one and a Boba Fett one for like $10 right now. So
nice. There's some good ones on the Nintendo store, but they're expensive.
They're
like
not,
$60.
Yeah.
And then the one that they had last year was really cool. It's like the Mario and Luigi snowman.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also $60. So
you could get the Mario and Luigi snowman as player icons.
I do have those. I got those.
Is that in the holiday pack?
Yeah.
That I already got a couple weeks ago.
Don't miss out. You've only got a few more days and then they'll go away. So Cheesy, how about for you? What does Nintendo need to do to have a perfect 2024? And why is it Splatoon 4?
I think we gotta wait a while for Splatoon 4. I don't know.
They're kinda gonna release that soon.
I don't think so.
There's only a 2-year gap.
They gotta have the DLC come out first.
Yeah.
There's only a 2-year gap between, or was it 3 years?
Like,
no, I guess it was.
Yeah, it was just a glorified DLC, though, Johnny.
Here we go.
All right, sorry, I cut Cheesy off.
2015 to 2017 was Splatoon 2, and then 2017 to 2022, Splatoon 3. So I think we got time. And you know, if the Animal Crossing team did expand or not, they were the original team that was working on Animal Crossing games, the same as Splatoon. So I don't know. I think we kind of need more Animal Crossing. Like, maybe that is the perfect 2024. Like, I don't know if that's too soon from 2020. But they need more Animal Crossing content. Like, if you think about it, we just got Zelda. We just got Mario. Yeah, a 3D Mario would be awesome. Splatoon is rolling out its DLC. Animal Crossing is just missing right now. And there's so many Animal Crossing fans that aren't having a great time because they just forgot about them. You know, like, they have to be working on the next Animal Crossing. And I would imagine that would be a launch game. At least for the year. I don't know if it's going to come out that day, but it's got to come out that year.
With Nintendo promising to do things differently, do you think Animal Crossing gets DLC for Switch and then the complete package on the Switch 2 to keep the fans happy while they continue working, would that make them happy?
They need to retool. There needs to be more to do in Animal Crossing.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
They
it would be a full
the,
DLC.
They need to get off the island. They need to go back to a city or something.
A cruise ship.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know that's the thing going around on TikTok right now, right? Live on a cruise ship for 90 days or whatever it is.
What are you talking about? What is this?
There's some like Carnival selling like a 290 day cruise or something like that.
Yo, that's what I want. Like, let me get stuck on a boat with strangers for a year.
Woo. So I just bought both of the holiday sweaters that are on Nintendo.
No,
store.
You did not.
I did.
Did you not know about them?
I didn't know about them.
You're welcome, Johnny. Merry Christmas.
You didn't have any platinum points to claim any kind of free gifts, though.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Well, that...
They charge that's Nintendo why podcast.
Oh, I know everything and anything about Nintendo. What are you talking about?
Wait, did you see the Mario and Luigi snowman one?
Oh, wait, hold on. I didn't see that.
That was a year ago, so I don't know if you'll be able to find it.
It's on there, but it's sold out last I checked.
I got the Super Mario holiday sweater and I got the Hyrule holiday sweater.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress.
I don't know. I mean, it's so interesting where they are right now because, again, we just got a Zelda. We just got a Mario. Splatoon is still kicking. We just got a Pikmin. Isn't that crazy? Like, that should be one of those that's like, Pikmin would be kind of cool to see, but we just got that. So what is next? Like, do they pull out some of these older IPs? Like, I know that was a conversation that was going around this week, like Star Fox. like, will people buy a Star Fox if they are making it? Or are they going to be like, Nintendo never puts out anything, but then they don't support the older IPs?
Are you blaming the consumer?
Yes. Yes, I am. I am blaming the consumer.
I mean,
for Star Fox?
For any of their older IPs.
Star Fox? So if they release a Star Fox, it can't be on rails. We are in 2024.
Yeah.
Almost 2024. We cannot have an on rails shooter. Like, yeah, that is not going
to be. But it also needs to be better and more expansive than Starlink.
Yeah.
Did, I mean, I Starlink do Star well Fox. On Switch versus the other consoles?
It did, yeah.
But it didn't do great at all on the other ones.
But those again, it's a Ubisoft game.
Like, within like
a couple I'd of love weeks. To see a Star Fox game, but like I think those are like secondary titles. Like they need a big title. Whether it be Animal Crossing, Mario Kart, like they need a big title.
Do you think Animal Crossing persists where it's landed in Switch sales?
I think it does. Forward?
Yeah.
Because I
think Animal Crossing moves consoles in a massive way, because I believe there are people that will buy a Switch just to play Animal Crossing and nothing else.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, when the Panini happened and Animal Crossing was a big game, like a lot of people got into gaming, especially like cozy gaming became huge.
Yeah.
And the cozy gaming is a huge aspect. When you see so many, like Palia just came to the Switch, Disney Dreamlight Valley, there's Fae Farm. There's just so many cozy games that there's definitely an audience that's out there. And I could see Animal Crossing sustaining what it built on the Switch.
The crazy thing for me is I won't touch another cozy game. It has to be AC.
Why is that?
I think the honest truth is nostalgia. I think I've had such a fond love for that game since it came out on the GameCube.
Mm-hmm.
And so many memories and... They haven't really. I was surprised. I went back, probably a year ago, and like checked all my playtime on all my, you know, Animal Crossing was my number one played game on 3DS. I put in quite a few hours on the Wii. I didn't even think I really played that game because it was during when the Xbox 360 was out and I was really into achievements.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a Wild World got plenty of playtime as well. So, and then New Horizons, like. I know that that's up there on my list as well. So I don't know. I don't care about relaxing with other cozy games. I just want to be in AC. Like, and that's tough. You know, people say that Nintendo fans only play Nintendo games. And in some cases that is really the case. I don't play other, like there's not many other platformers I'm interested in playing outside of Super Mario Brothers or like Mario Maker. Like if it's not Mario, it's not like it doesn't have the nostalgia pull. And I know that is a huge reason. Carl, yeah, how about you? Oh, I'm sorry. Keep going.
I was just going to say, like, I don't know. Like Johnny says that they need to have something for next year. And right now, I agree. Like there isn't like that big title, but I also wonder if they will make us wait another year. And this is kind of the cool down period. No, Crawler?
No.
So next, they don't new want, systems they, coming out next year?
Yes. Because you don't want to take your foot off the gas. And I feel like they already have. And even though like consoles are selling and games are selling really well, you rely on the core demographic to be the leaders in driving that sale, not that we're all powerful or whatever, but you want to keep people that are talking about it and hyping it up. But you want to keep the content creators and the people that are out there spreading the word about it mm-hmm. excited and energetic. And when all we have is a 3DS, is it a 3DS remake with Mario, or is that
Luigi's Mansion 2?
Is that just 3DS. A DS remake?
So well, which one are you talking about?
Mario versus Donkey Kong.
That's a GBA.
GBA. So a GBA remake and like an unknown quantity with Princess Peach Showtime. Because who knows? That could end up being as lackluster as the Yoshi game, the last Yoshi game, which I mean, I don't think was all that great. You gotta have and then a 3DS remake and a port at best, I mean, of what it is. And granted, we don't know what's happening in the second half of the year, which we didn't know going into this year. But I would think that January, February, we get the announcement. Cause how quickly was that turnaround from knowing what it was in January in 2017? How soon was it announced to knowing what it was?
It was October. They announced it in October, and then they revealed 11th. It in January.
Okay.
Or they did a full reveal in January.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that would be a stellar way to end the February direct. Is, hey, look forward to a more extensive deep dive into the next console coming out later this year in March or April. And then we get that deep dive for then pre-orders are up the next week at your local store to go secure it. I think coming out early before holiday is good. It's better for business for the holiday rush. They want to get the early adopters in, sell through their initial stock, get restocked for holiday, and be ready to go. Because if they can have good games like what Johnny was talking about, I'm kind of on board with what he's got. We've been by holiday next year, if we're getting close to that, we're 6 years, 7 years out from the last 3D Mario. So something from a 3D perspective on Mario would be, I think, the way to launch the system, but also that cross platform release with a game that they've been promising for 6 years now with Metroid Prime. But also a lead up to that could be like in the February direct, hey, Prime 2 and 3 are out now, look for the physical release coming later. But do that again and get hype for that cycle, which is then something that's immediately available and able to play. But starting to see and confirm footage from Monster Hunter from the Game Awards that is a Switch game that's coming to all other platforms as well. And just starting to put what the later half of the year is going to look like. But I think if they can have a launch in August, September at the very latest, if not sooner, to then be ready to go for the October, November, December rush of parents and grandparents wanting to give kids a console Christmas.
Yeah, now that E3 is done, they don't really have to compete with that in the summer if they want to release it in the summer.
They'll tweet while Jeff Keighley's doing his Game Fest live.
Yeah, the Switch is out right now. The Switch 2 is out right now. Nate says that Metroid isn't a big seller, and I agree, but I do think we need games like Metroid. We need these supplemental games. You can't
that is their first person shooter. That's like,
yeah,
that appeals to the older fan base. That gets the older fan base excited and engaged.
You can't,
because we had GoldenEye back in the day, and then with GameCube we had Prime, There, I mean, Time Splitters and other stuff too. Resident Evil.
Rest in peace, Free Radical.
Yeah, rip that.
Sad.
We joke about low sellers for Nintendo, but other game developers would love to have a crappy seller for a Nintendo game.
Yeah.
I'm sure the budget for Dread was, you know, not nearly as much as Ratchet and Clank.
They made money.
That whole thing makes me sad. All that leak and everything is just, that's frustrating.
Yeah.
I
guess, like, real quick, Johnny is saying that he wants like a new 3D Mario, a Donkey Kong. What else did you mention?
Mario Kart.
Like, is it still too much Mario? That's what people were complaining about in the past.
I mean, but we're not getting a Zelda.
Right.
Well, no, there's one locked and loaded. We could get another Zelda.
We're not getting a new Zelda. Mario Kart. Yeah, I know, like, Mario's in the name, but it's not a Mario game.
They could even afford to push that a little bit and have that be early in the year.
It's been so long, 10 years,
but they have stuff. If it's easily able to have backwards compatibility, hey, check this out. It's the complete, how many courses do we have? 196.
There's 96,
whatever. Yeah. Like a ton of courses,
but you got to think, like, what can sell the system?
Mm-hmm.
And Mario, a 3D Mario, like, what are the best sellers on the Switch? You have Mario, you have Zelda, which we know we're not getting a new Zelda.
AC is 2 million. And Mario Kart is 1.
Yeah, so you have Mario Kart and AC. There's a potential for Smash Brothers, but I highly doubt that we would get a new Smash Brothers. It would probably be a deluxe version or an ultimate.
Based on job listings... Bandai could potentially be working on Smash right now.
Yeah, no, that's definitely 100% happening. And did people AC who think that we're not getting a Smash game are wrong.
Did AC sell better though because you couldn't have multiple islands on the same Switch?
No. I mean, that's probably like it sold 40 something million copies. Like, it was that would be a fraction of the sales.
Well, that's almost on par with the enough for every Switch, though. If we're taking Mario Kart numbers as actual owners of Switches times however many Switches they have.
Well, we all know that everybody has two Switches, at least.
But you have six, so you balance out other people.
But like, for Animal Crossing,
you have more than six, don't you?
No, I have six.
I was just throwing out a random number because I knew it was five or six. But
so you don't have to buy Animal Crossing more than once.
If you
have multiple, you have to buy more than one Switch.
If you have it digitally, then no, you don't. But you also have to have your primary Switch. You can only have it on two systems.
I don't know if that's right.
To play it simultaneously.
Why would you play it simultaneously?
If you
have I can understand having more than one island, but you're still, unless you mean like your family
multiple users,
multiple users, then yeah, you would have to.
Because I don't know, I think I have it physically. I think that's the only way I have it.
What else would sell systems?
Well, but that's the other thing too, is like, you can look at their top best selling, but do you release all of those in the same year? Like, don't you want to hold those?
Release two? Like, that's what they did in the Switches, release Breath of Wild and Odyssey in the same year.
But they didn't know.
I mean, like, yes, it's Zelda and Mario, but they didn't know that those were going to be as successful as what they turned out to be.
That's their flagship titles. Yeah. But if
dev kits are out there and the Switch has proven that they can sell and move units and that it's popular, and if it's as powerful as what we're hoping it's going to be, hopefully third party has some stuff locked and loaded as well.
Elden Ring. Give me Elden Ring. Come on.
What if there's a chance Monster Hunter's not coming to Switch too?
No.
Because the install base won't really be there yet.
No, it's across all the platforms. Because Monster Hunter Rise is on Xbox and it's on Game Pass, I think, isn't it?
I don't know. You can get it for like $15 right now.
Rise is over on Xbox, yes, but what I'm saying is, what if they're skipping this Switch because there won't be that much of an install base?
No, because it's just going to be a cross-platform online experience, and they're going to just get it out there where they can.
I think Capcom has been pretty good with supporting Nintendo through the good times and the bad.
Mm-hmm. And that engine scales okay. Even if it's not as powerful, it scales okay.
And maybe they don't get Monster Hunter Wilds, but they get something Monster Hunter.
For sure. Yeah. And the question isn't necessarily only targeted at Monster Hunter, but what games do they put on the altar, if you will, that basically have to get sacrificed to the low numbers, like when there's not that install base, right? Like, is that a question that they're having in the boardroom, like
for Nintendo directly?
Yes. Like, do they say,
Mario Kart 8 came out at the very beginning with a low install on also on an old platform, and it's like, if anything, it's like a fine wine. It's gonna be the highest seller eventually.
It did, no doubt, but it was also a supplemental game, really, because it was a remake. Yeah. Right. Yeah. They don't have the luxury, I don't think, of supplemental remakes, because all of us have those games at this
especially
point.
Especially if they're back.
They're doing it again. There's no doubt in my mind that they're not
going to do it again.
They're 100% doing it again.
I don't see them not doing it, but what kind of changes have to happen to Tears of the Kingdom? Like, okay, if they
DLC,
say
because you the system's get, more powerful,
you get a 2-pack of Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom HD remake for $70.
Is up that, the frame rate. Like, that's all I really want.
I get it, but Mario Kart sold so well because it was such an incredible game on Wii U that nobody played. It was essentially a brand new game on the Switch, right? Even though for Nintendo,
Xenoblade Chronicles X comes to Nintendo Switch too.
Yoshi's Woolly World. There's still stuff on the Wii U.
That's a holdout from the
Woolly World got ported to 3DS, so we probably won't see it ever on the Switch. So, but that's what I want. Like, they had all those supplemental games from the Wii U that we saw, and now there's only a few of those games left. So yeah, we can see a couple more of those, no doubt. But there has to be a reason for us to pick up and either A, play an HD remake, which I know based on what we've seen from Sony recently, some people are not too pleased about that. Or everything's just going to be cross-platform for the first couple years, like we saw with it's such a messy time when it comes to launching a console anymore. And Nintendo said they're going to try to do it differently. And I can only imagine the conversations that are happening in the boardrooms trying to figure out, like, how do we, you know, yeah, they make a small profit on the hardware, but like, it's the software on the Switch this time around that has like really just like crushed records. And like they've never moved software like this before. And, you know, is it going to be indies? I mean, look at the watermelon game. We just saw that they've moved. It's up to 5 million and they made it free. It was 3 million. As far as the numbers we had heard, I'm not like, don't quote me on it, but we had heard 3 million and now they're reporting 5 million in sales. Well, Nintendo said, hey, here's a trial. Go play it and see what you think. That had to move the needle. But what? Like, there's a very real possibility we might be disappointed for a couple years. Like, it's as the hardcore fan base, whereas, like, you know, new adopters to this, if Nintendo is launching a bunch of remasters that people that didn't play them on the Switch, they'll be they'll be happy as ever. If Deluxe Mario Kart 8 Deluxe makes its way to Switch too, I don't know if they can do enough. What are they going to add more battle? You know, like, is there going to be, and then to not have it crossplay is also going to lower the amount of people we're playing with online. It's just, it's such an interact. Like, I'm so curious on how they're going to do it, because I feel like the last two console makers like the PS5 and Xbox, I feel like they, like, you bought that system and you did not see what that system could do until like now, because they've been trying to be cross-plat with their other consoles. So I just don't, yeah, that's the most money for the business. I get it. They want to make that money, but where does that leave us when we don't have, like, I rebought those remakes, even though I had them on my Wii U, just because, I mean, as much as I enjoyed the Wii U, it was great. It's still cumbersome and I can't take it on the other thing is everybody was like, oh, I can take these games on the go with me now. Everything should be on the Switch. And then that changed, but maybe the next one's
when they started looking worse and worse.
Yeah. When everything looked like Clay Fighter. And so maybe the next one will be powerful enough that the third party games can actually get on there and that'll help supplement as well.
So they do have a lot of supplemental games that they could use. And we've already started to see it. GameCube. They are pushing GameCube games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They could put Mario Kart Double Dash Deluxe. They could put, you know, even like Where's Galaxy 2 or New Super Mario Bros. Wii. Like, there's a lot of games that they could bring as supplements to their, because I think they need one or two main titles for their launch year, or it's just not going to work.
And maybe, like, you know, like Crawler said, when it came to Mario Kart, like, yeah, it was early. And I think Mario Kart just, you can't talk to many people that don't play Mario Kart, that, you know, like, most people are like, oh, I love Mario Kart. I play it all the time, you know, like, and unless you bring, I mean, I wear my Mario Kart jacket out and people are like, oh, I love Mario Kart. Like, they see my tattoo. I love Mario Kart. Like, it's not like it's something that's like talked about all that often, but yeah, Crawler's wearing a shirt right now. Like, it's one of those games that almost everybody just, you buy a Switch, you buy Mario Kart because, you know, it's going
to
be.
You contributed to it again this year.
They could be listening.
I didn't say for who.
That's right.
So, I just don't think that they could go the Sony route of, you know, even if you buy the new console, this game is still going to work on the old Switch. Like, that's what they did with the PS5. And, you know, a lot of games you can still, like, a lot of the new PS5 games you can still play on the PS4. And I don't think that they have sold many PS5s, have they? Like,
not 50 million. Too. Yeah, they're actually selling a lot of PS5s.
Yeah, they were.
Didn't they just announce a Pro?
They sold 22.5 million.
Did that leak or whatever? Was that part of the leak?
So there was a comparison of, like, the PS5 through 3 years, or how many years? I guess three years versus a Switch, and it's only like 5 million behind it.
Yeah, 5 million outsold the units? Switch by 6 million units this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and no, I mean, so when the Switch sold through 3 years, the Switch sold like 55 million units. The PS5 sold 50.
And so, the PS5 this year sold almost as much as Nintendo Switch and Xbox Series combined.
Well, yeah, PlayStation outsold Xbox 3-1. I read somewhere.
Yeah.
So Sony's in a complete different position. Sony gets carried by third parties.
Yeah.
They release one PlayStation Studio game a year. And everybody still buys PlayStations because that's the best place to play your third party games. Nintendo doesn't have that luxury.
Call of Duty is going to be the home on Xbox here.
Over on YouTube, Sub says, I hope for Christmas 2024 I get a 4K Wii U with a better name and better marketing.
I mean, I know a lot. We rag on the Wii U a lot, and the marketing was really bad. Mm-hmm. I agree, but it also had a terrible launch lineup. It had New Super Mario Bros. U, which it's a Mario game,
which was a bad part of that franchise,
and it was at a bad time because, like, there was one that was released on the 3DS like a couple months before. So people were burned out on that. Yeah. Then it had like Zombie U and Mass Effect 3 that came out 4 or 5 months after.
Which was the only Mass Effect game on.
Yeah, you didn't have one
and two. It was part of a trilogy that you had. Were there options to like build your character?
Yeah. But then, you know, then it was a drought for months. So Nintendo can't do that. So even if they have a ton of money, they can afford to take a loss for a year or two. But they need to build that install base. And the only way they could do that is with games.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying in the sense of taking a loss as taking the loss in number of units moved. They will not take a loss on a console or anything like that because they just
don't. Or the same thing could happen with Breath of Wild. Like Breath of Wild was selling faster than the Switch.
Yeah, they outsold the Switch.
So that could happen. And when you look at the games that they released launch year, Breath of Wild, top 5 game. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, best-selling game.
They also had a game of the year that launched
with
that console.
Odyssey, top 10 game. Like, you're... Those are evergreen titles, so it doesn't matter when they launch them. They just have to get for people like us, they have to get them out like right away. They have to get them on the system as fast as possible, and then they will continue to sell for the 5, 6, 7 years.
And if we can have a good cadence like we did Switch Year One, a big first party title with supplemental stuff every month, every other month or something like that, that'd be amazing.
I mean, even 1-2 Switch sold 3 million copies.
Yeah.
And so got a sequel.
Fill the marbles.
And got a sequel. Yeah.
The thing is, this time around, just like the Switch, a lot of these games had assets, right? That, like, HD assets that were accessible, you know? There, even Animal Crossing. Do you guys remember there was like the little, like, you could go to the tree on the Wii U and hang out at the
It was like a
plaza. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, but there was a ton of assets put into that, you know? Did some of those assets make it over to the game? I mean, that's a lot. There's what, 300 or 400 like animals in that game that you can
have as your neighbors? I want achievements on this new system.
Achievements, okay. All right.
But trophies, achievements, whatever they want to call
it. As long as they're linked to platinum points.
That's actually not a bad idea.
I mean,
yeah.
I do want something quirky. Like, the Switch is great, but there's like, it's very boring, I would say. Mm-hmm. There's no customization options. In the design itself, in the UI, like, there, you can't change. Well, you have two themes, dark or white.
Yeah, we need themes to come back.
There's no fun apps like, you know, Mii Plaza or Everyone Votes from. I love the Everyone Votes
Street channel. Pass.
Street Pass. Yeah.
Street Pass was so fun at PAX. Like, mm-hmm. I had to check my 3DS like every 2 hours or so.
This is why
I'm looking at the release schedule, and I know we've talked about it many times, but for 2024 we have, in January is Another Code, February is Mario versus Donkey Kong, and then March is Princess Peach, and then after that, that's all that we know. We know, like, Side Order will be coming at some point, Luigi's Mansion 2 is summer of 2024, Paper Mario is 2024. So, like, after Peach, we know nothing as far as, like, concrete release dates.
And
that's in March.
There's rumors that Luigi's Mansion 2 is going to have online multiplayer.
I could see that.
If they could take what they did with Scream Tower or whatever in 3 and find a way to... Because the 3 stuff had some online stuff, but the local stuff was better. So if they could find a way to take the local...
The best part of Luigi's Mansion was local.
Yeah. And they've proven that they can find whatever magic they're using. I get it, it's simpler games, but whatever magic they're using in Switch Online to mimic couch co-op through online play, they need to do that more.
It needs to be a feature on the system, just like it is on PlayStation, where games that don't have online multiplayer have it. Because Heave-Ho needs to be online.
Towerfall.
Yes.
Towerfall for sure.
Yes. 1,000%. Luigi's Mansion 3. I mean, that 8-player multiplayer is fantastic. It's so good. It's like Mario Party on steroids.
But yeah, as far as like what I'm looking at, I played the demo for Another Code, and it is not a Johnny Ebo game. And in saying that, it is not
that are Johnny Ebo games.
It is also not a Mii game. It is a lot of stop and go. It's a visual novel, and it's a mystery game. But like, man, there are so many times where it doesn't feel like a game. Like, there's just
playing it
a little bit. It's a slog, and I think the story is kind of interesting. That if I was able to just play and solve the mystery, it would be good. The camera is also really wonky, so that was kind of annoying. And the controls, there's one part where like there's this key that you need to get out of like the bottom of a stool, and they want you to like use a gyro control to move around the stool to get the key out of the bottom of it. Like, there's a hole that the key has to come out of. And you're moving it around, and you're like, I don't understand how this stool is moving, because it is not the way that I am moving the controller right now. And it was just so frustrating. So I know a lot of people are excited for that, and I'm happy for you. But
try the demo is what you're saying.
See what you think. Overestimating
how many people are excited for that game.
I don't know. I mean, like, from what I've heard, people said that it's a great game that I think was only out east. And
the second game was only out east.
The first game was here, mm-hmm, on the DS,
DS or 3DS, whatever it was.
I don't know. But then looking at Mario and versus Donkey Kong, I don't know if that's a game that I'll pick up. Maybe. I mean, it depends on, like, I guess how I'm feeling.
Are they selling
gaming wise, and if I'm really wanting something 50, to play?
Yeah, 50. He's been hanging out with Johnny too long.
No, I mean, like,
he almost got Johnny to admit last week that Baldur's Gate was good for the story. Johnny, like,
I did say something,
and like, you like glitched for a second.
I did say something. We were talking about Metroid, not about Baldur's Gate, but I did say something like Metroid should be like, it should be one of their best selling series. It has. And I said, like, it has the lore. And I'm like, oh, man, hopefully you didn't hear that.
Johnny doesn't care about lore. What is this? Who are you? But yeah, I don't know. Like, I am excited for the Princess Peach game. I know that we don't know much about it. I think it's cool that she's getting her own game again, but it's also set in a theater. And that's like, that's just close to my heart. So I'm just curious to see how it plays, who's making it. Yeah, after that, it's
we got Luigi's Mansion 2, and we got Paper Mario, Thousand Year Door.
Yeah.
And don't sleep on Prince of Persia in January.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder if they're relying on that one, because like a lot of the marketing that we've seen for it is Nintendo Switch. Mm-hmm. So I wonder
sleep on it for what, 3 weeks, Johnny? Right?
did you see the Avatar game was like 40% off already, and it just came out 2 weeks ago?
Is that an Ubisoft game too?
Yeah, it's a Ubisoft game.
Oh man.
Support the devs. Buy it at launch.
not if Ubisoft doesn't support the dev. And they drop it that quickly.
So I mean we'll get a direct in February and we'll see. Like, well, I know last year at this time we knew more games that were coming out. Like, we knew about Fire Emblem, we knew about Kirby, we knew about what came out in March. Anything come out in March? Bayonetta. We knew about Advanced Wars.
Easy played that one.
We knew about Tears of the Kingdom. We knew about Pikmin. So we knew about a lot more games at this point. But then they shadow dropped Metroid Prime in February. And then they announced, I think, Mario Wonder at that one as well. Maybe I'm wrong. I might be wrong on that. That might have been June.
Mm-hmm. I think it was later.
Because, it was like kind of right before PAX, right?
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't know when they showed RPG. I don't remember when they showed. Was that the same direct?
Later. Or, oh, no, you're right. Same direct. But, yeah, it was announced and confirmed to be later in the year.
Oh, I knew about Xenoblade DLC. Like, I don't know. I just think there's no way they're not cooking something.
Oh, they're cooking a lot.
It's unless just, they're just
how
gonna...
does it happen? How does it get released?
Yeah. Unless they're just gonna make next year a wash, which I don't see why they would do that.
No.
And if that does happen,
they can't take their foot off the gas.
Right. And if that does happen, like their games aren't as strong, then that means that their collaborations have to be strong. And that is something that we have seen a lot from Nintendo in the Switch era.
Square's got to have something cooking, right?
Mario RPG 2.
That would be a huge launch title. Like, if they, you know, they gave us RPG this year, and then, like, oh, guess what? Again, that's another, like, there's a lot of Mario RPGs.
Or Chrono Trigger HD 2D, or Chrono Trigger Pixel Remaster, or whatever they want to call it.
Well, there is a rumor that Final Fantasy Remake, 7 Remake,
is
going to come to the new system. So that'd be a pretty big get.
On cloud?
No,
also not a pun. It wasn't a pun.
But if they could get a big third party day and date, like not these... Like, I would love Elden Ring on it, but that's also going to be a 2-year-old game at this point. But if they get a big game day and date, that would be a big get for third party.
Do we think there's like an SSD built into this new thing?
I don't think they know what that is.
What's the price on an SSD right now?
I mean, what do we think pricing would be? 5? 4?
4.
Yeah, probably 4.
$399.
If they're upgrading the tablet and the Joy-Cons are the same, $350.
So how much is a Steam Deck? Like the lowest Steam Deck? It's like 500, I think.
4 or 5.
And we're thinking the power is probably going to be around the same as a Steam Deck.
It looks like
400 is the lowest for a 256 gig with an LCD screen.
We'll get 5 gigabytes of internal memory
for 550.
Internal storage, not memory.
For 550, you get 512 gigs with an OLED screen, because that was just announced, right? The OLED.
Yeah, that one just came out.
The battery life varies widely on that 3 to 12 hours of gameplay. I guess the smaller
12 hours for Vampire Survivors.
I don't. Cryptic is saying 450, and I know that we didn't get a pack-in title for the new system. But if it is 450, I think they have to throw in.
Get a second job. I don't know what to tell you, man. Just get a second job.
Don't pull a Sony. Don't pull a Sony.
I mean, they didn't do a pack-in with the Switch. I think they're just going to emulate what they did with the Switch's launch for this
the
next
pack
system.
The pack in is Switch on a free month trial of Switch Online, and you get all those games. I mean,
and maybe GameCube comes to Switch Online expansion or something.
Yeah,
I just hope we don't have this same topic every week next year. Like, I just like, please God, just announce it, please, soon, because I'm sick of speculation.
Because then we can just go hype, is what we can.
Yeah, we can be hype. And then we'll still speculate, but we'll at least know that it's a real thing, then it's actually coming out.
Well, Johnny, I'm afraid that we will have one more week before the new year. So we will be talking about this again. And then,
well, I won't be here because I'll be in Disney.
Good. That's going to be a great episode then.
I talked to Kelsey and I told her, yeah, I'll just set up in the hotel room. And she's like, you will not be found. So that's a no-go.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry, everybody.
Can we get you to call in from your phone real quick? Just be like, hey guys, I'm in the
bathroom. I'm on Rise of Resistance.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening, being here with us live. We appreciate every one of you. We hope you guys have the happiest of holidays. Relax, play some games. And we will see you.
Go do pipe cart trials, right, Josh? Talk about
that. Yeah, yeah. Come hang out in pipe cart. We're doing pipe trials. So come hang out. I'm putting out a daily video doing Mario Circuit 3. And it's been a ton of fun. And already seeing quite a few people wanting to get involved and jump in with that. And
are you looking for fastest lap or fastest circuit?
Everything. It's everything. Like whatever, like, you know, you basically have to, if you have a bad run, you just go for fastest lap, you know, and see what you're capable of doing. And it's learning a lot of cool techniques like non-item shortcuts. And there's the game is deep. I'm finding it goes much deeper than I could have ever imagined, honestly. So come hang out with that. If your backlog is complete and you just need something to do until the Switch 2 comes out, come play some pipe trials. And so appreciate you guys so very much, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye now.